Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today. So expect miracles. God loves you so much. And thank you for starting your day with Faith in the Morning. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. And that's exactly what's going to happen today. So however you're streaming, whether it's TubeVu or Facebook or YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Faith Plus app, thank you for streaming today. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. We start Faith in the Morning by going over our Faith Family Confession. You can find it in the show notes and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and the description of social media. We say this every single day because it's important to say what God says about us. Why? It renews our mind. It encourages our heart. It helps us focus. And one of the things you learn as you study the scriptures is that your words direct your life. And so if you want to go in a certain direction, you need to talk about the direction you're going. That's why we say what God says about us. It reminds us. It helps us focus. It encourages our heart and it releases our faith. So you'll find this confession in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and the description on social media. Go ahead and say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Thank you for joining me once again in Faith in the Morning. Go with me to Acts 19. We'll pick up in Acts 19 like we covered yesterday. If you missed last night's message on the favor of God, make sure you click it in the link and listen to it today and I encourage you because God has given you favor and favor can open doors for you that no man can close. So make sure you listen to that message on favor because this week we've been focusing on open doors and favor. We ask everybody who's part of this wonderful Faith in the Morning community, this wonderful faith family, to pray for open doors and favor, not just for your life and your family, but for this entire community because we believe we're going to see open doors and favor like never before this week. And so if you missed the message on favor, make sure you listen to it. It will encourage you. Acts 19. We've already saw from 1 Corinthians 16 that Paul described this time as a wide open door, an effective door. But he says there are many opposing him. There's a lot of opposition against him. So I always encourage you this week, don't judge the opportunity by the opposition. You don't judge the opportunity by the opposition. You take the opportunity that God brings your way because God has brought it to you and he's leading you to do so. Notice what this opportunity produced. We see that Paul changed his strategy. We talked about that yesterday. But also we see that he stayed there for 2 years. And the result of his ministry there in 2 years, which is longer than other places he stayed, that the whole area of modern day Turkey heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. So this is a large area. All the churches you see listed in Revelation 1 through 3 were started because of this ministry. The church in Colossae was started because of this ministry. And other places, Hierapolis and others, it came from this time of effective ministry, this big open door in this one area impacted an entire region. So one of the things we've seen about open doors and opportunities comes increased influence and effectiveness. Open doors and opportunities produce increased influence and effectiveness. I'll say it again. Open doors and opportunities produce increased effectiveness and influence. And God wants you to have increased effectiveness and influence. You might say, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not an apostle. I'm not Paul. I'm not saying that's who you are. But God has called you to do something. And whatever career, industry, or profession you find yourself, God wants you to have more influence and increase effectiveness. You say, well, why would he want me to do that? Because you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of this world. As you have increased effectiveness and increased influence, the light shines brighter and more people know about him. Notice what also happened as a result of this open door and this influence. Verse 11, now God worked unusual miracles. Another translation said special miracles by the hands of Paul. This time of increased effectiveness and influence was also a time of miracles happening. Open doors and opportunities open you up to spots and places in life where God does miracles, signs, and wonders on a huge scale. And that's what we've been believing for this month, right? Miracles, signs, and wonders. It's not just for a special few. It's not just for Sundays. God wants to do the miraculous in your life. And he wants to do things in your life that are signs that gets people attention. He wants to do things in your life that causes them to stand in awe. Because what happens as he has their attention and they stand in awe, it produces an opportunity for them to know Jesus, an opportunity for God's goodness to manifest in their life. So you want to pray for open doors and opportunities because they grant increased effectiveness and increased influence. But remember, we don't just pray for these opportunities. We also have to take them. You said, well, I'm just so tired. I just can't take this opportunity. Yes, you can. If the Lord wants you to take the opportunity, once you take it, he'll grant you the strength to get the job done. And I want to pray for all those who feel too tired, because I just can't take another this because I've been through too much. I want to pray for you right now. And I believe you're going to be strengthened with the power of God and be ready to take the next opportunity God brings your way. Father, I pray for all those under my sound of my voice. I pray that you strengthen them with might by your spirit and the inner man, that they won't grow weary or tired in well-doing. But I pray for the anointing of God to strengthen their spirit, their soul, and their body, that they'll be reinvigorated to go forward, to press on to the mark of the high calling of the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing. Open doors for them today and grant them favor that they may fulfill your plan for their life. Father, I thank you for the great things you have store for them and for miracle signs and wonders filling their everyday life. In Jesus' name, amen, and so be it. We're out of time for today. I love you so much. Make sure you read today's newsletter, because in addition to this daily devotional podcast, we share even more information in the newsletter. You can find the link to the newsletter in the show notes and the description on social media. Subscribe to this podcast, and we'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. Remember, something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. God bless.